Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Justin Tooth from Fareham Crescent on the podcast today. Yesterday there was an announcement of the results from the recent drilling campaign, and today we've had an announcement of funding by a placing. So a few questions people probably want to know is, obviously with that money, what are we going to do with it? Firstly, let's welcome Justin. How are you?
Very well. Good morning, Robert.
All right, thanks. You mentioned in the previous RNS, the one with the results, that you've got a second campaign, a second phase of the drilling. Do you want to just give us a bit more information about what that involves?
Yes, certainly. Look, this is a brownfield site, and it had a lot of history on it, and it had a particular geological model that we chose to revisit and to look at in a different way. And we did that with geological consultants, first with Merlin Marr Johnson, who's now off running another company, and then with the excellent Miles Campion, plus the team that we've got on the ground. So the first actual exploration program we did on the ground was to do with a lot of groundwork, and that involved hundreds of samples, channel samples, and results that we published back in February of this year. Then the next phase was to go and do a shallow drill program, and those were the results that came out yesterday, and I think very good results they were too, because generally in lead zinc you think of grades of between 5 and 10% being kind of cutoff grades, 10% being decent, and then we have pitched up with good intersections across most of our holes, and with grades of up to 16% zinc and up to 18% combined lead and zinc. So those are very strong results and a very good ratification of our strategy. The money that we've raised will go towards the planning of the next phase. And this is absolutely standard behavior for an exploration company. And the next phase will involve the incorporation and the management of the historic data with this excellent new data that we've got, so therefore the modeling, then a almost certainly, and as soon as we can, another drill program in order to further our geological model and to look at the best economics possible that we can husband out of this out of the Tooral deposit to make it into a mine.
And that's pretty much the jork, isn't it, really, that you're aiming for?
Yeah. So we're an Australian company, and Australian companies perform to the JORC code, the JORC 2012 code, and we need to make sure that all of our resource estimates, etc., are compliant with that. Actually, the history of Tooral being a Canadian company at one stage was that it had a national instrument 43101, which is a North American standard on it, and that gave us 8 million tons in different categories, but at depth. And so what we will look to do, and what we stated in the results announced yesterday, is that we aim to define a JORC compliant resource based on the updated and revised geological model, combining the 44,000 meters of historic drilling that we had with whatever else we can provide and get into the model. And that's our best way, wrapping a plan around it and attracting the kind of interest, the investor interest, the other corporate interest that we want to make the company much larger.
And I guess also you say having a plan there, things are going to start as soon as possible, I guess. I mean, from when you actually saw the results, saw the results of the six drills, I'm guessing you had a good idea then what you were going to do next.
Look, we've had several geological teams looking at this, or persons looking at this, and they're with lead zinc deposits, they will normally evolve in one of certain ways. And yeah, those results did clearly ratify our thought that we've got zinc that comes up from depth towards surface. It's too early to say what sort of mine this will be and what size it will be, but it's not too early to say. And we did already have a good idea that those results, when they came in, would then allow us to decide, you know, at what angle, from what position we would look to get our resource estimate compliant with the JORC code.
Okay. One of the interesting things I noted with the announcement today is a new broker. Is there any reason? I mean, Peterhouse, you've not used them in the past, and you know, previously you went with Beaufort. What was the logic behind that?
Well, my job is really to make sure that we've got a good mix of shareholders on board. Different brokers have slightly different pools of investment capital. I've got nothing but high regard for Beaufort, and they've always done the job for us in the past. Peterhouse bring a slightly different set of investors to us, and that made the best sense to us at this time.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask the question, which I understand that you've not been able to invest for legal reasons up till now. What are your plans in that regard?
I'd love to invest in the company as soon as I can. I think that I am. I will be discussing that with the board. That's the right way to phrase it. But I can state categorically that it's my intention to invest and buy more shares. I own some shares already. I'd love to earn more. And I'm 100% committed to the future of this company. It is my job.
Good. Okay, well, thank you for giving us the time, Justin. Hopefully we'll hear more as you progress into the next phase.
They will.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.